Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Aerosmith bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for the new one, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with a number three. Amazon, you can find them at Amazon as well. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top futurists in my world. I can tell you that, folks, right now. And I encourage you to go to joebarker.com and find out all the things that he's working on, all the things he's writing about. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Hey, Joel, let's talk about a couple of things in this segment that you're bringing to us from the future. A new kind of cellulose fiber that doesn't cut down trees. It's right. Made from waste, right?
Plant free, and it's made from waste. By the way, just as
or, nor, nor does it require us to grow a bunch of cotton crops, right?
Right. I was just going to say, if they're going to go to my site, they should click on a short look at the long view, and they'll find these articles and other things at them. So that's a specific place in my website.
Right.
This is called nanolose, you know, like cellulose, mm-hmm. nanolose, because it has a nano in it. It's an Australian invention, and by the way, the Australians are really coming up in terms of innovation. They are making significant breakthroughs on a regular basis. Congratulations, Australia. This company found out a way, and I've got to dig into this because it sounds like a paradigm shift story. It has something to do with red wine waste.
Huh.
And somebody got it fermented in such a way that they got fiber, and they said, what the heck is this?
Wow.
And it has led to a process using bacteria. So in one sense, you could say, well, there's plants there. But we're talking complex plants, like a cotton
right.
plant. We don't need that anymore. It will take the coconut. They're using coconut fibers right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will convert it into a material that can be a replacement for rayon and cotton for sure. The end result is that much smaller territory needed to grow it, much less water to produce it, and it is available to use waste materials. We were talking sustainability on the break, and this is a place where you would say this would be a wonderful application for sustainability.
Do we know anything about its moisture wicking properties? Does it say anything
you
about
know,
that?
You know, they say the term.
Because I'll tell you something. I almost refuse to buy a cotton shirt anymore, other than a dress shirt. All my casual shirts are some kind of synthetic fiber because the moisture wicking is just too important to me. And cotton,
oh yeah,
cotton in the mountains they say cotton kills because it does not wick anything. It sucks it up and sticks it to your body.
Interesting. That's an interesting. I don't think about it that way.
I
happen to like cotton, but what's interesting here is this will be a replacement for that. It does not, as I've gone through the website, it hasn't done a comparison of wicking. But, you know, that's also controllable by the way you shape the fibers. And in this case, you are
right.
shaping the fibers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of the manufacturing process. So what we've got here is an ability to, in fact, begin to produce fiber. And I was thinking to myself, where would you use it? And they had a list. Textiles, paper and packaging, food wrapping, medical applications where you want to throw it away after you're done with it dealing with infectious bacteria,
mm-hmm.
hygiene, horticulture. You think about how many places they lay that stuff on the ground, you know, to keep the weeds from forming, and all of a sudden you begin to realize how massive the market is.
Well, and it's all waste, right? And it's waste that
yeah,
people have to pay to haul off and pay to do
yeah,
something
exactly
with,
right.
and instead you can convert it into something people will pay you for if you've got the waste.
Yep.
I told you I was at a sustainability conference last week, and they talked about a woman who is making handbags out of fire hose, used fire hose material. You know, the heavy,
really?
The heavy canvas, the
yep.
really, really heavy, or is it fire hose? I forgot.
Like,
some of the really heavy canvas stuff that they're using. instead of throwing it away, they're giving it to her, and she's making handbags out of it.
There you go.
So yeah, she gets the stuff for free. She gets the material for free.
Yep. Now, think about this with Nanoluce. You don't bring the waste to the factory. You bring the factory to the waste because it's size controllable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could literally plant, you know, container kinds of things and convert it into Nanoluce right, you know, wherever the coconut is.
This is 21st century sci-fi that's going to be solving a whole lot of our problems. These are the kinds of things. This is why it doesn't bother me when people talk about populations, when people talk about some of the problems we got. Humans are smart. If we don't kill ourselves by being stupid and politically and geopolitically, we can figure out, we can solve problems, can't we?
Here's what I believe. We have a kind of race going on, and the race is to understand how we treat our planet so it stays healthy and long-term durability while we meet the basic needs of the population on the planet. And that's the race, and it is a race.
I don't believe that we have to turn ourselves into Spartans or some kind of monks or whatever to accomplish that. I think we can still do all that and have a vibrant, growing economy.
Yes, yeah. And you know, when I study with the Limits to Growth team, one of the things that the Meadows said is we don't say to stop growth. We say to make intelligent growth.
That's right. Yeah,
and that's what we need. We need intelligent.
Well,
growth
and a whole lot of the whole lot of the things
takes care of the planet.
Whole lot of the things going on right now is still got. We still have a lot of 20th century baggage, and that's one of the things that I see around is a lot. And people who think a lot about the way I think on a lot of things still have some 20th century baggage we got to get rid of. JoeBarker.com, ladies and gentlemen. Please check out that website, and you'll be glad you did. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassing. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.